Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the way and road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Suriano. I hope you enjoyed your week and you found time to pray to Jesus. Prayer is our opportunity to interact with Jesus, to speak directly to Him no differently than how we speak to our best friend, because Jesus is our best friend. Through prayer, we can share all that is on our minds, our deepest thoughts, our problems, and our needs. The more we pray, the stronger our relationship with Jesus becomes, and we soon find ourselves living life free of worry, fear, or anxiety. In time, as our relationship with Him grows, we learn how to let go and let God, meaning we give Him all our troubles and woes and let Him handle them. When we do, we find ourselves living a life full of peace and contentment. I didn't understand any of this for too many years, and as a result, I had no relationship with Jesus. That all changed for me in 2010 after a series of events no doubt crafted by Jesus, and today, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about letting our faith grow. And that no matter what level our faith may be, we as Christians need to want to get our faith to be as strong as possible. When we do, we live a much happier life because we truly feel the presence of the Lord. On today's show, we will speak about something that I'm sure all of us, me included, have felt at one time or another, and that is getting angry at God. As humans, we have strong emotions, and anger is one of them. The person going through a difficult divorce, the man who lost his job after giving many years of service, or the woman who was diagnosed with a life-threatening illness are no doubt angry. Too often when these things happen, we get angry at God. We cry out, God, how could you let this happen? What kind of God are you that would allow this? And I think the worst one, I hate you, God, for doing this to me. Yes, dealing with anger can be hard, and when we are so angry, blaming God for whatever we are upset over almost seems natural. But it shouldn't be, for we should never blame God for anything. You see, God never causes anything bad to happen. The divorce, the loss of a job, and the life-threatening illness happened, but God didn't make them happen. And too often, that's what we do not understand. I will admit that understanding our Christian faith at times can be confusing. We are told that God has a plan for each of us, so we think everything in our lives, good and bad, comes from God. But we are also told that we have free will and that each of us is in charge of our own destiny. Sounds a little baffling, doesn't it? Well, yes, we do have free will, and we're free to make whatever choices we choose. Perhaps the person going through the difficult divorce didn't give their spouse the attention they needed, focusing too much on their career. Perhaps the man who lost his job saw warning signs that the company was downsizing, but didn't seek employment elsewhere. And perhaps the person with the life-threatening illness was repeatedly warned not to drink or smoke so much, but they did. In all of these cases, there is no reason to get angry at God, because we were the cause of these things, not God. But God is there to help us get through each of these problems by giving us the strength and guidance we need, which comes through prayer. And when we stay close to the Lord, then yes, we have a greater understanding and vision of what His plan is for us. Understanding the role that God plays in our lives is another important part of living life as a Christian. As we talk more about today's topic, getting angry at God, when we feel those emotions getting the best of us, we should not give in to them, because no doubt the devil is influencing us to be angry at the Lord. Remember, the devil will do anything he can to pull us away from the Lord, and if we are angry at God, That's making the devil very happy. In the Bible, it says, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 and 27, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger and give no opportunity to the devil. This Bible verse tells us that when we are angry, especially angry at God, we are giving the devil a chance to drive us away from the Lord. So when we feel our emotions getting the best of us, before we react, and most importantly, before we get angry at God, we need to stop, take a breath, calm down, and then pray to Jesus and ask Him to intervene, to keep us calm, and to help us with whatever we are so angry over. The first song I'm going to play today addresses the connection we have with the Lord. The song is called, I'm With You. When I wrote this song, I thought about how I feel before and after I pray to the Lord. In the verses, we hear that feeling of peace and contentment we experience when we are engaged in prayer. Then in the chorus, the feeling we have while praying to the Lord. The words in the chorus are, you're there, O God, and in my heart, I'm grateful for all you do. I always know I'm not alone as long as I'm with you. Please listen now to my song, I'm With You.
When I close my eyes and visualize such a lovely place, as I think of you and call your name, I am lifted by your grace. You're my love. Strength you give empowers me to live. I'm content and worry free. So plentiful and merciful, you're always by my side. Take away my fears. So beautiful, incredible, it's you, Lord, that I see. So strongly I stand with my life. You're there, oh God,
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
Let's continue with today's topic, getting angry at God. If we can accept that God never causes anything bad to happen, and whether we choose to admit it or not, that in many cases, the things that do happen come from the decisions we made, we will learn to handle our anger much better. And yes, there are times that we have no control over something that takes place. We were sitting at a red light only to find ourselves rear-ended by a driver who wasn't paying attention. The new computer, 3 days after the warranty expired, had its hard drive crash and it is no longer functioning. No, we didn't cause that either, but neither did God. And in each of these cases, we have a choice. We can stay angry and let our tempers get the best of us, or we can do what Christians should do, and that is to understand that no matter how bad something may be, all we have to do is seek out Jesus, and when we do, we soon find ourselves in a much better place. Pray to Jesus, and through prayer, share with him all that is upsetting us. The person sitting at the red light may have an old car and the insurance company is not offering enough money to buy a newer one. But when they pray to Jesus, they may find themselves being offered a car from a relative who is not using it. The person with the computer, after praying, may find out that even though the warranty expired, because the computer is still relatively new, the company will replace the hard drive free of charge. All of these things are possible when we have Jesus on our side. And even if those types of miracles don't happen, if we trust Jesus and let him lead us, we will find ourselves in a better place. We just have to trust that he will help, and we have to be patient. And we do that through prayer. The more we pray, the easier we will find it will be to not get angry and instead give whatever we are dealing with to Jesus. And when we do, we feel so much better because no matter what the problem is, we know that we are not alone and the Lord is helping us. So as we go through our week, seek Jesus out through prayer and share with him anything that is troubling us. Ask for his help to stop us from getting angry over things we cannot control. And most importantly, ask for his help to not allow us to ever blame God, his Father. Through prayer, we can solve all our problems, and with Jesus on our side, we find we have tremendous strength to get through anything we are facing. Using prayer to help us live a happier and more peaceful life is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play is a very special song and very dear to me. When I wrote this song, I thought about the days when I had my life-changing experience and going through the period of finding my faith and making a connection with Jesus. I still had doubts and uncertainty that I shared with Jesus through prayer. The song is called, Here I Am. In the verses, we hear how I admitted to Jesus that I no longer ever wanted to be alone and that I very much wanted him to be part of my life. Then in the chorus, I share my feelings and reach out to Jesus through prayer. The words in the chorus are, Here I am, do you hear me calling? Here I am, catch me from falling. Be my guide and always by my side. Take my hand, lead me, here I am. Please listen now to my song, Here I Am.
Never want to walk alone. I know that I am not strong on my own. Lord, every day I pray, even if it's just to thank you for today. But why is life at times so hard? So many struggles tell me why.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the fourth Sunday of Lent this week. In the Gospel, we hear Nicodemus, who was a Pharisee, a teacher, and a leader among the Jews, questioning who Jesus is. Jesus tells him that, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. In essence, he was telling Nicodemus that he will eventually die on the cross to reopen the gates of heaven. This gospel is telling us that through our faith in Jesus, we can approach God with confidence and that he promises salvation rather than judgment and condemnation. The psalm for the fourth Sunday of Lent is Psalm 137, "Let my tongue be silenced if ever I forget you." This psalm expresses the yearnings of the Jewish people during their Babylonian exile, and it was a comfort to them since their city of Jerusalem and the temple were in ruins. When looking at what the psalm means to us today, we can see how Jesus helps us fight evil and suffering in our world. In writing the music for this psalm, I chose to use the ancient text supported by a full contemporary musical style and full orchestration. Please listen on to my version of Psalm 137, "Let my tongue be silenced if ever I forget you."
Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you, if I ever forget you. Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you. If I ever forget you,
let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you, if I ever forget you. Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you, if I ever forget you. By the streams of Babylon, we said and wept when we remembered Zion. On the aspens of that land, we hung up our hearts. Let my tongue be silent if I ever forget you, if I ever forget you. Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you, if I ever forget you. For there are captives asked of us the lyrics of our songs, and our despoilers urge us to be joyous. Sing for us the songs of Zion. Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you, if I ever. Let my tongue be silenced if I ever forget you, if I ever forget you. May my tongue cleave to my palate if I remember you not, if I place not your tongue be silenced if I ever forget you, if I ever forget you. If I ever forget you.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
Week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, A Letter to the Weary. I heard you cry last night. I was there in the darkness when the tears slipped down your face and your heart broke within you. Did you think I didn't see and didn't care? Do you really think I don't know how tired and weary you really are? Child, I've been with you when life has dealt its bitterest blows. I've watched you handle all the sorrow and all the pain. But you are weary now when I can see the broken spirit and the faded hopes and dreams. Please don't forget that I care. My touch and caress can restore and mend your broken heart and kindle the flame of hope once more within you. Let me love you. Take down the barricades around your heart and lean on me. I am not tired and I am not weary, and I have the strength enough to carry you if you will let me. You are not alone, and you never have been, for I am your friend, and I will never, ever leave your side. Trust me, your friend, Jesus. Well, that's all the time we have today, but thank you for tuning in to this episode of Let Go and Let God. We are pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Remember to reach out to Jesus this week and pray. Get to church and start building a relationship with the Lord. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you all next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God.